The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Appreciate you having us in your lives on this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here as well, but we are at Circa this morning, so he is in the back while Bill Krakenberger is kind enough to join us for a few more segments here, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Thank you for coming in, by the way. That's very kind of you to do so.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me each and every week.
Let me read, before you launch into something.
I'm not launching.
Let me read some of these tweets, because we have a billion tweets and I just want to get to everybody because everybody's kind enough to spend the time to write in. I Sever, happy Thanksgiving, Gil and Kelly. Best wishes of good health and much love. Thank you to you as well, and same to you. A Real Mad Indie, listening to the Megapod on a Thanksgiving AM. Wasn't going to start drinking until the NFL game started. After I got to the musical portion of the Megapod, College Fight Songs and Neil Diamond, the liquor came out. Official time, 8:56 Central. The Better Life, Tim Lawson, nothing like stuffing a turkey carcass while Todd and Chris Felica sing College Fight Songs to prepare me for a wonderful Thanksgiving. Once again, the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod, where all podcasts are available, the Beating the Book Pod. Kevin Ryan, happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Take a look at Sam Howell's passing attempts. I got it at 38. It's a winner every week. Chance Copperpot, happy Thanksgiving with The Numbers Game. While I cook, all of my wishes have come true. That's very nice of you. Thank you very much. And this is from Jason H11 wants to say he's got the Commies at plus 20.5, the Giants plus 10.5, 7-point teaser. What could possibly go wrong? Vegas Valkyries, happy Thanksgiving. Kelly and Gil, thankful for both of you. Thankful for you as well. Los Vegas 514, more holiday fun. One has to go. String bean casserole or raisins and potato salad. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole VSiN crew. I'll go raisins and potato salad. I love raisins, but not with anything else. Scott C, thankful for the good people of VSiN for being on the air today. Your voices are as familiar to me as family. That is very kind of you. We really do appreciate that. And Titans Insider, I'm trying to talk myself into taking the Titans in Survivor. Thoughts. I will just say this again. This is, if you are lucky enough to get through this Thanksgiving weekend, the Thursday, Friday, I should point out, at Circa. Other Survivor pools won't have that as stipulation. But in Circa specifically, if you are lucky enough to get through Thursday, Friday, I will tell you, when I scripted it after week three, and I'm not in this anymore, I've been bounced not only once, but I would have been bounced twice by now. But I had scripted this weekend, Minnesota/Tennessee. So to me, that held up pretty well. So I think a lot of, and by the way, all 372 remaining entries in Circa have the Titans available. So I do think the Titans are going to be the single most selected team, followed by the Vikings. So I think, do I like it? I do. Is it going to be a pleasant 3 hours for you? Absolutely not. It won't be. You're not in Survivor. You got bounced also early, right?
Yeah. So I'm not even paying attention, to be honest with you. I mean,
I understand.
Someone did email me this week and say, "Crack, I have an entry in Survivor. Can you tell me if anyone will take a piece of this and I could sell it now?" And I said back to him that I don't know anybody, and there's a lot of trust. Nothing against you. I don't know you. You're a name on a computer,
right?
Even though he's a loyal follower, but. There has to be some. You have to get a lawyer. There's got to be a legal issue. You can't just say, okay, yeah, hi, I just met you. Oh, yeah, sure, I'm going to send you $5,000 for your entry and be partners with you.
You've mentioned this before, that it's a dicey thing. But I will say this, though. Like, typically, if I were one of the remaining 372, my pat answer would be, I'm not selling mine. I'm still in it. But I believe that this group of 372 is the chalkiest of all, like, going back in previous years, when you get down to this point, this is the chalkiest bunch ever, meaning that they have used this as a collective. They've used the highest rate of good teams, because the only people who have gotten through this far are the people who have played virtually no game theory. They have just gone with the obvious one, and it's worked out this year for them. So I would actually be open to selling it if I was one of those people, because
interesting,
because it's you have no particular advantage over anybody, even if you're still alive. Generally speaking, there could be an exception to that rule.
Yeah.
You had a lot you wanted to talk about.
I was away for a couple of days. I was back in New York and on the East Coast. I filmed a show at an MSG Network show and right there at the Garden, actually.
Nice.
And I also went to my buddy Teddy Atlas's event he has every year, his charity event every year. And some of the people that he had there this year, special. You see Larry Holmes, Larry Holmes when you don't realize, I don't realize he won 39 fights in a row.
49.
Oh, 49?
I believe
I thought they announced 39. Maybe they announced it was wrong.
Well, maybe I thought he was like 49. I could be wrong about that.
I don't
know,
but they said 39 in a row. But I mean, yeah, he was heavyweight champion for years.
Yeah.
There was nobody.
Nobody could
beat
him.
It was almost like wrestling with Bob Backlund. There was like no one could beat this 5'11" little.
Such an obscure reference. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I don't know how I come up with that, but yeah. But no, but really there was just no one challenging him. And he was a tough guy. He was a tough guy. But he was dressed so impeccable, walked down the aisle with his wife holding him because he's older now, he has some problems. But he made it to the event. Great guy. Got to speak to him for a minute. Tony Danza. He is such a good person. I speak to him almost every year, and you know he gave me $10,000 for a charity auction a couple of years back. You know he bid for the auction. He goes into his pocket. Tracy Morgan, another guy, goes into his pocket for tens of thousands. Really good guy. He was there.
Look at you hobnobbing.
No. I wasn't sitting on the dais with these people. I was in the crowd like any other $200 person sitting in the crowd. Mm. But, you know, I do buy tickets. I do charity. I do, you know, support the charity and stuff. And so anyway, yeah, the Mad Dog Russo, very nice guy, too. I always talk to him. I wanted to talk about Stephen A. So Stephen A this year. And I've been with Stephen A, me, Teddy, and Stephen A backstage a couple times, almost an hour one time in a green room. He's just not that person that's on ESPN screaming and ranting and going crazy. He's such a different person. He's very humble. He's nice to everybody. Mm-hmm. But
I'm told Skip Bayless is a very nice guy also.
Really?
In real life, yeah, right?
Not a big fan.
Yeah, well, no. But it does speak to... You know, you were saying he was very soft-spoken, Stephen A.
Stephen A. is very nice to everybody, and he's cool with everybody, and it's not that same person. It's an act.
But listen, for those of us who do our little shows here at VSiN, by comparison to their large platform, I used to do 5 hours on the air, right? But here at VSiN, I'll do 2 hours, and I'll go catatonic for most of the rest of the day because you're kind of sick of hearing yourself talk. Imagine Stephen A, who screams for hours on TV and radio. He must go home and like just you could barely get a word out of him. I would imagine.
I would think you're right.
Maybe, but it seems like he would be that way.
So I come home and just to put yourself in perspective of different things in life, and you see, I have a neighbor that's a pretty wealthy guy, and he says, "Hey, Bill, are you going to go out gambling this week?" And I was like, well, I go out and pick up my free play. I don't even consider it. Gambling is not the right word for my brain, but it is gambling, I guess. But I go up and scoop my free play. Sure, I get $2,000 a week, $1,500 from one casino, $500 from another. He said, could I go with you? And I know it opens up a can of worms when someone comes out with you. It just does sometimes. But I said, okay, sure. I said, we'll go. I'll take you.
What do you mean by can of worms?
Oh, God, because they don't understand that what I do, like, I know in order to put.
Oh, they get judgy?
They don't understand nothing about what I do. Mm-hmm. So I know I have to put $100,000 through the machine, which sounds like a lot, but it's really not. 2 hours of play, you could put $100,000 through the machine. So I know what I have to put through in volume through the machine in order to generate and keep that $1,500 a week coming. So I go out with him, and here's what I mean. It's exactly what I thought ahead of time, because I know it always happens with someone. Something happens. I have one of my best friends back in New Jersey in Margate. Like when I go out with him, if I hit for like $5,000, he goes, okay, quit. You got to quit now.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I just started playing 10 minutes ago. Yeah, but you got to quit. You won. No, that's not. Then I'm not going to get the offer again. Like they don't. Now this guy even took it a step further. He said, you know, Wednesdays aren't a good day to go to the casino. They don't pay good on Wednesdays. I said, what? He said, yeah, Wednesdays aren't a good day. You got to go on Saturday. You should get free play. You can get on Saturday.
Science.
He said, you should get the Saturday free play because the machines hit more. So I had to explain to him that on a Saturday, there's more volume in the casino. So it sounds like there's obviously more bells ringing because there's so much more people taken in the casino. And he said, no, that's not true.
It brings up an interesting it brings up an interesting thing, though, because you're right. It does open up a can of worms. Just generally, it doesn't have to be that specific instance of someone following you around. I'm just talking about a general betting conversation with someone who is not as immersed in this as you are.
Right.
It have you gotten to the point, because I have, where I can sense who the people are that are going to get judgy because they don't they have their own perspective on it. They're not immersed in it, so they don't actually know what they're talking about in many cases, right? They don't know exactly what it is that you're doing. And so it's not an interaction worth having as a result at all.
So I'm just not interested in that. It's not worth having
at
all.
It's not worth having because...
That's why, yeah.
That's right. There's no amount of time you can spend with them. Well, there probably is an amount, but it's way further, way farther out there in terms of the amount than you'd be willing to spend to actually convince
them. So why can't I just say, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. Wednesdays, I know you're... Yeah, the weekends are better. I know. I don't have time on the weekend. Why don't I just lie? Why do I have to try to inform somebody that already is a control freak because they think in their regular life, since they made a ton of millions of dollars in the stock market,
right.
Boy, I just gave this guy up, so that he thinks that he's a genius at everything.
Yes, that's right. Is the stock market...
Meanwhile, every idiot that had money in the stock market for the last 20 years made money. If you didn't...
That's right. I always say that about like people who... are in the middle of a real estate boom and they think it's them.
That's right.
You know,
there you go. Same thing.
Look at me. I'm a genius. I've rode the wave of all of this. No, it is. But people are specifically judgmental about what it is that we do specifically, even though it's been legalized. It still has a stigma attached to it for sure. And so that example just gives me, it triggers that for me where it's like, yeah, it's not worth having. You're right.
And by the way, picking up this free play, it doesn't mean that I'm a winning player. I don't want anyone to think that I'm bragging about winning a video poker. That's for sure. I mean, I do have a better chance than the average. I you know, when you go into a casino and you realize that some of these people don't have that average chance where they get nothing up front. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's really hard to win gambling and all, but we'll talk about it after the break.
Crackman, unscripted, Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. Coming back on the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa. Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Betsgiving is back. All of VSiN's hosts, writers, and analysts are competing in a week-long competition to see who the best bettor at VSiN is. Follow all the bets and leaderboard at VSiN.com or go to the DK Sportsbook app, select social, then betting groups where you'll be able to join our Betsgiving group to follow all the action after day one. Zach Cohen, I am told, is the leader. I'm told because I don't know where the leaderboard is. I can go to VSiN.com for it. All right. Can I check it on the app in real time? No? On my phone? Somebody's got to school me on that. Can I do it on my laptop? I need answers. Anyway, we're all involved in a Betsgiving competition. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I don't usually read like every single tweet we get, but everybody is so nice on Thanksgiving, and I just feel bad not reading because everybody's taking the time to say, you know, such nice things. Todd Bubba Horwitz, happy Thanksgiving to you and Kelly. A numbers game is always a highlight of my day. I have watched or listened since day one. We so appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Tim Kafer, the UNC fight song duel with Todd and Felico on the Megapod was peak Megapod. Yes, it was. Jamie Leva, my guys, Gil and Kelly. Eating at the adult table. Fantastic. Listener since day one. I am thankful for a live show on this great date. Happy Thanksgiving to you both. You too, Jamie. Appreciate it. Unless it's Jaime. And then in that case, thank you, Jaime. Todd Wishnev, responding to all the love on the fight songs. Clearly, I do the fight song better. Chris is passable, not bad. You know what the song is, but no artistry. With me, you get brilliant performance. J-Cam, Mace's Parade has had En Vogue and Belle Biv DeVoe so far. If I see Keith Sweat or Jodeci, good bet Gil curated the lineup. That would be a good bet. Wow. Mace's Parade's killing it. Let's see. Jesse Welch. Hey, you guys might not know the depth in which you've intertwined into a lot of our daily routines. And for me, a numbers game is always a two-hour bright spot to my day. For that, I am very grateful. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I can go on, and I will a little later on with some of these, but thank you. That is so nice. That is so heartfelt. And we appreciate, Kelly and I appreciate it. Everyone at the network appreciates it beyond just a numbers game. To the extent that you have led all of us into your lives. It's a symbiotic relationship. Obviously, we're nothing without you guys. So we appreciate it back in spades. So thank you so much. And we love what we do, man. Kelly and I have a blast every morning. And we are appreciative to you for coming in every Thursday of your life, coming in here for an hour, man.
No, I know. It's a pleasure of mine, though. Really, it's my pleasure to come in. I like trying to inform some people. And you know, just to tell them about what's going on in life as a gambler, as someone that makes their living professionally being a gambler. And that's my first and foremost way of making a living. So it's nice to have that kind of a person here. And I really think, like, it was a special show we had a couple weeks ago at Randy in studio, you know, two guys rapping back and forth, telling them about little tricks of the trade, trying to help the public out and give them little nuggets of wisdom off our 30 years.
You know why I think you resonate with people, though? That I think of like a Hollywood casting director was trying to cast in their mind's eye without even knowing, you know, without even being immersed in the industry, that they would, you'd come right out of central casting for them.
Oh, I don't really think of it like that, but I guess I think that's why. I've been told that I'm a cartoon character.
Well, I don't mean it like
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But you fit the image for that.
Sure. And it's really a blessing to, you know, have a situation to where I come from back east, and you know, the people I've dealt with back east growing up, and being a losing gambler. I was a losing gambler before I was a winning gambler.
We were just talking about Atlantic City.
We were talking about it on break. I saved something for Gil, and I said, you know, let me ask him. I said, probably not, because Gil was raised with good stock and good family. He probably never had this happen to him. And I know people out there on Twitter have had this happen to him, and people listening. So listen, we were little degens as kids. I was in Atlantic City at 16. So you have to understand, I mean, I grew up around gambling and you know, my not going to say crazy family, but crazy friends. I grew up in a boardwalk town where there was gambling everywhere. I grew up in high school that you were flipping quarters in Woodshop, pitching quarters behind a post office. I grew up around gambling, parlay cards. And so I've been to Atlantic City multiple times where me and my buddies all went so broke that we could not pay the tolls. And on the way home, there was no cameras. We had, you know, you took your hand and you hit the toll bucket and made it like the toll thing was jammed and just blew it, honked the horn and blew through the toll. And I said, Gil, that never happened to you. He goes, of course it did.
Of course it did.
I was like, no way.
Yes, because I can remember my buddies, Tom, Juan, and I, having so little out of Atlantic City that we had to do it by math, how we would parse out the McDonald's with that amount of money. Like, how could each of us get fed?
The tolls.
Oh, without question.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't even think that far through. Yeah. We're young and dumb. We didn't.
I know something didn't happen to you. It happened to me only once. No way this happened to you. We were so broke that we ran out of gas. We were going up to exit 117.
That was not us.
Exit 72.
Yeah.
On the Garden State Parkway, ran out of gas, no gas, and there was like, I don't even know how we got the money to put the gas in the tank, but I remember a state trooper coming over helping us finally, but yeah, we had no gas in the car. So I had a 1972, my Uncle Benny passed, and he left me a 1972 Chrysler New Yorker 444 barrel. It still had the plastic on the back seats. Uncle Benny was just so cool.
Uncle Benny.
Oh, Uncle Benny was so cool. I couldn't believe he left me that car. He left me this big tank.
It's a massive vehicle.
Massive vehicle.
Yeah.
And it was literally, so that was around 1986. So it's a 14-year-old car, and Uncle Benny only had 1,700 miles on it. I had a 1,700-mile car.
How long did you keep it for?
I totally ruined it. I was like 17 years old, 18 years old. I ruined the car. I don't even know, but I feel bad now. Like even my mother's Thunderbird, I ruined her Thunderbird. You know, we're kids. We're kids. And, you know, we were kids that were, I grew up around a bunch of gamblers, man. I grew up around a gambling group. We were going from like Freehold to Monmouth, triple plays, we went to like literally, not Belmont, Aqueduct. I mean, we went to all these different racetracks. I was a total sucker. I'm so grateful to being able to share this stuff with people and how not to bet horses, not to be an idiot, not to give 25% to the track, not to give 25% to the casino on Money Wheel or Keno, you know. So I like to say, hey, play video poker. It's 1% compared to, you know, a 12% average slot machine, 10% average slot machine. I like them to learn off my playbook of life, that they can come in and have a little bit better chance to win some money or lose less, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, you remember betting when you were a kid on Thanksgiving?
Of course.
You do.
Yes.
It was part of the event, part of the holiday.
Of course. You know, like I said.
Were you betting with local bookies?
Of course I was.
Yeah.
We had no choice.
Did your mom know you were doing this?
You know, she probably did. because my father was betting with bookies. You know, it's the 80s. It's, you know, you're betting with bookies, and we're all betting, and we all started out with those little parlay cards that come around to the house on Wednesday. You fill them out. They pick them up Saturday.
Did she ever get mad at your dad for influencing you?
Probably. My mother, don't forget now, my mother was a knock-around broad from the Bronx. My mother and her sister were so physically tough, they would scare me. I mean, they were just tough ladies.
Knock around broad from the Bronx.
Yeah, I could say, I mean, that's my mom. And I'm
you
even
talk
saying
about
that.
Your mother that way.
Yeah, she loved that though. She loved talking like, you know, she loved that.
Because if that was my house, right, my mom would go nuts on my dad, right? She would be like, yeah. Why are you doing this?
My father took me to the racetrack when I was like 8 years old. I was hooked.
Oh, yeah.
8 years old. I loved it. I hit an exacta for $2. I think I had a dollar of it. I think I went partners with him. And I hit an exacta, and I was hooked. I was, you know, by the time I was 15, I was taking buses to Monmouth Park from, you know, through Kingsburg, Long Branch, Eatontown. It was crazy.
You see, for me, it wasn't for my parents. For me, it was just something in my brain innate.
Wow.
Right? I was the guy doing the football pools.
Because usually it's your parents that's a, or
well, it has to
your
start
uncle.
Somewhere,
you have an
right?
Uncle or something. Yeah.
It has to start somewhere. And and for me, it started with me. So God would help me if I had kids, right?
Yeah.
Because it would go down that way. But I was the kid who did the football pools. I was the kid who, you know, for some reason, no one ever taught me about odds, but I've told this story before. Georgetown was dominant in college basketball.
Yep.
I would go around, and my schoolmates at the time will remember this. I would be like, I'll take Georgetown. You get the other, I guess at the time it was 47 teams or whatever it was, and I'll give you, but you have to give me odds, you have to pay me five times as much.
Right.
No one taught me that. It was just in my head.
Wow.
Like, how did I come up with that?
Yeah, that is something. Yeah, I had to get taught. I told the story a little bit. My cousin Anthony on the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore in Kingsburg. I worked for my cousin, which was my aunt and uncle owned it. My Aunt Caroline and Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy's still alive. He's 95. So yeah, they had a big pizza business on the boardwalk. But at nighttime, all the boardwalk games became games of chance. Games of chance to real money games. So we gambled on money wheels. We gambled on poker, on AC Deucey. And my cousin was very sharp. You know,
AC Deucey. What was that?
AC Deucey means you put two cards down. And if like an ace is high, a deuce is low. And you have to guess the next card will come in between. If you actually get deuce or an ace, you lose, though.
Gotcha.
So the math, it was a math game, really.
AC Deucey
was a big game. And you can go pot. And you can go up to whatever's in the pot if you want to risk. But, you know, there's chances that you actually get... you know, you get a tie and lose, or there's a lot of there could be a mechanic in the game dealing seconds or holding aces on the bottom. There's a lot of little things that there's so many things you learn. And I learned at a young age. I was actually pretty sharp with card counting from a young age. My cousin Anthony was very sharp, went to card counting school. Probably the most wealthy guy in the family now. He was a slumlord. He owns like 30 properties. That all started from AC Deucey.
Take a shot at him on the way out. Yeah. Thanksgiving memories from the Krakenberger household, where his mom was just a broad from the Bronx. We'll come back. One more segment with the Crack Man right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There is so much to be thankful for. Family, friends, food, Farrah Fawcett majors, and NFL football all week long. DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping your Thanksgiving week full of action. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL to score 150 instantly in bonus bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Vegas. That's code Vegas only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. It's Gil Alexander, live from Circa, everybody. They let us into the big house today. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. Happy Thanksgiving to all in advance. These are just so nice. Touchdown Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving and thanks to the Beating the Book Megapod for the absolute chaos preparing us for any family gatherings today. Thanks as always, Gil and company. Thanks to you. I got a couple tweets on this. This one is from Kenneth S913. For those who are into wacky trends, apparently the Detroit Lions are 0-12 since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 on Thanksgiving when the moon is in waxing gibbous phase. And apparently today it's in the waxing gibbous phase.
Right.
Do you know what that is?
I heard of it, but I just don't know what it is.
It's the fourth phase in the cycle of phases. I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea, but there you go, trend seekers. This is from, let's see, Jim Devitt. I'm the cook for Thanksgiving, and I plan the mealtime for optimal football viewing. Good. No questions asked. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys are the best. There he goes. You see, he caters it around optimal football viewing. We were talking about that earlier. Chance Copperpot, did you really make Bill Crackman run across town? I have an honest question. How come nobody ever talks about 13-point teasers? I'm taking the taco holders up and the Nebraska-Iowa total down to 12.5.
Unbelievable.
Over. Yes, you need 4 to 5 picks to make the bet. Is it negative EV? Yes.
I don't know if negative EV over 12.5 would be wrong. That sounds like it's right. I know I don't tease college, but wow, not even thinking about that total. That's unbelievable.
Well, wait, so that's
what's the chance
thing?
You can't get 7-7?
Remember the first week of preseason, we talk about the totals are so low. We talk about doing the 10-point teasers on the totals because it knocks them down to like 25, 24. Yeah. And then you just go over on them. This Nebraska-Iowa game is going to be on a 10-pointer, right? It's like 16.5.
Yeah.
So Will Hill was saying it the right way the other day. If it's 7-7, you win it, that leg,
yeah,
right?
That's what you said, right?
Yeah. So good friend Shillionaire, we absolutely need a podcast of Todd and the Bear singing dueling fight songs. That part from Megapod had me laughing so hard. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Kelly and the whole crew. I'm at work today, and it's great to hear you guys live. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And Bill Walsh, really enjoyed the Megapod. Not that Bill Walsh, but another one. Really enjoyed Megapod the musical yesterday. Megapod the musical. The story of one man's quest to middle Buffalo and hit the UNC over while totally ignoring the task at hand. Tour de force performances from Todd, Chris, and Hubert Davis in a supporting role for the ages. Todd tells a Hubert Davis story where he played pickup basketball. He didn't know it was Hubert Davis. And he's like talking. He's like, give me the ball. To an actual pro NBA player, and Hubert Davis is like, all right, Carolina, here you go. Stott's wearing his Carolina shorts.
Gil, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I didn't. This is just because of this tweet just now. So Eric Berg just said a nice tweet here. Happy Thanksgiving to the men that give so much education every day. But at the bottom, he says, I look forward to taking you out for sushi. Gil, do you know any good spots?
Yes.
I have a question. So now this whole sushi thing, I don't know how it started out. So did you mention on air a great spot, but you don't want to give it out because you're afraid it's going to get too packed?
One time, I said on this show, this is the most amazing thing that in terms of the legs that it's gotten.
Legs, that's right.
One time I said, I went to a sushi spot that is so spectacular, I don't even know if I want to tell people where it is.
Is it still spectacular?
It is still spectacular. But so Kelly sort of called me out on it. And I blame him.
Okay.
I blame him for making me the villain in this. But I am the villain, right? Because I am what the kids call gatekeeping. I'm like, it's so good, I don't know if I want to tell people about it. But I am conflicted, right? Because it's a small business that if I tell people where it is, they're going to get massive influx of business.
Do you go that often that you're worried about being jammed up that much?
Why, yes, I do, Bill Krakenberger.
Oh, well, I mean, if I promise not to...
I'll tell you.
Okay.
But if I tell you, you're going to tell somebody.
No, if I promise to go and pay and not tell, you'll go with me. I'll go with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. Right. But here's the thing. I promise, I'm making this promise now, one day I will reveal it here on the show.
Wow.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's been a bit, we didn't intend for this to be a bit, but it's become a bit because every day we get at least 3 or 4 tweets about this.
Right.
And I literally talked about it.
So you're
going
to be like the Irishman on his deathbed revealing where Hoffa was, and that'll be you, Gil, on your deathbed revealing where the sushi
Geraldo opened the vault episode.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple guys, Joe Abraham, can you guys explain why some of the books won't allow certain teasers? I'll tell you what. I have heard this before. So maybe some of the books, maybe they're not regulated though, Joe. I think that's what you're talking about. They won't allow those Wong teasers through the 7 and the 3.
Is that right?
I heard that.
Oh, that's not regulated.
Yeah.
Shops.
Well, yeah. Or they'll allow it. And the 6-point that was 120 is now 140. So I don't know if that's what he's talking about. As someone who knows AC Ducey here, and you just brought back an unbelievable story. Oh, my God. Just call me Skip. Bill, talking AC Ducey is great. Nothing like posting a low ace king betting the pot. Now, what you're saying, Skip, is you're declaring, because, see, the ace is high in our games, and the deuce is low. But what you say about the other way around, that happened to me. That happened to me in a game for a lot of money at the time. It was a lot of money to me. I don't remember the amount. But one of the kids' fathers was in the game. He came home with a half a bag on, and he wanted to join the 16, 17-year-old kids in the game, and an ace and a king came out. So it's exactly what you're saying. And he's like, pot. And the son is saying, no, Dad, there's no room. ace king, there's no room in between. He goes, it's pot. He said, no, the ace is low. And the kid said, no, dad, the ace is not low. The ace is high. This is my house, and the ace is low in my house.
Oh, he shifted the rules.
He shifted the rules.
Yeah.
And, of course, me being a little wise guy I was, I said, well, I'm not going to mention the guy's name because, to be honest with you, I didn't realize till later in life. I knew he was a tough guy, but didn't realize he was like one with the Westies, Irish mob tough guy. I said, listen, Mr. whatever his name was, I said, that if you want to take money off 16-year-old kids and you feel like you go ahead, make it. Make
Did
it
you really say that?
He actually said, if I had a Bible, I touched the Bible. He told his wife, get the gun out of the drawer. Like, I mean, you're gonna start killing
people? He sounds like a lovely guy.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable. And it just made me think of it, that declared low in the game. Just the thing.
Did he take your money or not?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Without compunction. He's like, sure.
Trials and tribulations of life. Yeah. He absolutely took the money. So it just kind of made me think of that. But anyway.
Did you want to call out your buddy or did you want to not call out your buddy?
You know, listen. So I was making fun of, I'm sorry, Steve. You know, I always say good things about you all the time.
Yeah.
So Steve asked me to get him a room. I have a good connection to the local casino for their suite. They have a beautiful suite. So I had a good connection to get that. And Steve's like, I'm going to call that favor in. Can you get me that suite at the local? I said, sure, no problem. So, and he said, oh, there's a show that weekend too. Can you get me a couple tickets? I said, yeah, no problem. I'll get them for you. I texted my buddy who's a vice president there. And he said, okay, good. Thanks for letting me know ahead of time. I'll take care of it for you guys, for you. And, now Steve sends me another text. Can you remind me of what day the show is? He asked me about the show, but I said, okay, it's, you know, whatever. I think it was December 15th.
Sure.
You know, and then he says, can you remind me of the days that I was getting in the casino, the room nights? I said, what's up here? What do you mean? You asked me about this, and I got the days you want. He goes, I know, but my wife wants, like, the confirmation. I sent him back a giant hashtag in capital letters, K-R-A-C-K-M-A-N. He's like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be one of those guys.
He's scared. He knows because he listens. He's scared to ask you for the confirmation number.
He wants a confirmation, Steve.
He's scared to ask you.
But you know what? He's smart. You know, listen to your wife or whatever. That's fine. But yeah, so I just thought that was kind of funny. I said, I'm going to bury you tomorrow on VEASAN.
You said that to him?
Yeah, I told him.
I'm going to bury you
tomorrow on VEASAN.
And what did he say?
He says, oh, I guess I deserve it. Okay.
See, he's like that in real life. He's very much like that. And then he gets on Twitter and he's like Charles Oakley, like Benson.
Charles Oakley, don't remind me of that bum. He didn't show up for one of the Teddy dinners one year.
Oh, is that right?
They gave him an award and everything. I had a big one and he didn't even show up. So,
well,
screw him.
Well, listen, Bill, happy Thanksgiving. It's your last 60 seconds. Would you like to wish the people a happy Thanksgiving?
Oh, of course. I did it at the beginning. I'll do it again. Have a nice Thanksgiving with your families. And again, try that thing I said. Try to keep the games on, but the volume off, maybe a little holiday music in the background. And always remember that these are what family and holiday is about, is today. Today, and for me, it was Christmas Eve also. So remember those two nights or those two holidays or whatever holidays you celebrate, they're not going to be there forever. So enjoy them and make sure you have some special memories. And now we have iPhones and stuff where you can tape things and audio and videotape. We didn't have them when we were a kid. We had my Uncle Benny with the camera that with the light on it and everyone's face. I'm dead serious.
Yeah,
like an 8mm. It was like, oh, it's killing me. And now we cherish those few tapes that we have.
Yeah, you know? Man. But, such keepsakes.
Oh, well, thanks again, though,
listen,
guys.
Thanksgiving's beautiful. I think it's a lot of people's favorite holidays. Food, football, and family. And Christmas Eve, as you said, is the other one where people are just nicer, man. People are nicer.
People are. They bump into you and they say, excuse me and sorry.
Yeah,
and
man.
A little bit nicer than
regular. Man, was I jealous of you Christmas people when I was a kid. That's a whole other story. Bill, thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
So I apologize again for sending you to the wrong casino. Gone.
It's all over. I'm thrown out.
See you at the D next week when we're going over there again. Kids table. Kelly will join us. We'll talk more football on the other side. It's a numbers game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, betting guides, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up on our Black Friday special now and get access to everything we do through May 1st for only $60. at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin back from behind the glass.
That's right.
You okay?
Hanging out with the crew.
How'd it go?
It's doing great. You guys did a great job. You know, I was showing everybody back there how to do their jobs. You know, it's just
is that what you were doing?
Yeah, you know me. I know how to run an audio board really well and, you know, direct shows and stuff. It's really one of my many talents. So
I'm sure they appreciate
it. Yeah, they really loved it. Yeah.
We get tweets. And again, I so appreciate this. Honestly, and I know VSiN as a whole has great listeners. I am partial to, I just feel like a numbers game listeners are the greatest ever. And I thank all of you. Bainbridge DeWeese, huge thanks to you and Jason Weingarten for the 6-2 overs, yes, in college hoops tourney consolation games angle yesterday.
Oh,
Jason was killing it on those.
So, yesterday. Oh, those got home
6-2.
Wow. Yeah.
And he kept texting me. He kept
looking,
are you,
sense.
He's like, are you on this?
Sense.
Are you on this? Sam Ginsberg.
You were firing away on college basketball yesterday,
yes,
right?
I
feel like every time I went in to put in a bet in, I saw Gil Alexander just made this bet.
But my strategy on that was I just wanted to hit the minimums. I wanted to get my 7 bets in. I wanted to win them, right?
Gil tried to just check all the corporate boxes.
I just wanted
first.
To get the corporate boxes out of the way.
All the must-dos for the contest.
That's right, because you have to think this stuff through, and I wasn't, you know, anyway, I might have overthought it. But they were all for not a lot of money. I think with today, then I step it up a little bit with cash. Although I say that, and then in theory, I don't know if in practice I'll end up doing it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
No, the dollar amount threw me off, too, yesterday.
Can you figure out how to get me to see the standings, though?
I can't. I just tried to back there. I can't.
Sam Ginsberg from Pittsburgh, PA. Even more amazing than crack using a Bob Backlund reference is that Oz the Mentalist knew that was the wrestler he was going to choose. As always, during this holiday time, my best to you, Kelly, and the entire Numbers Game family you have put together. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. And to the whole crew back there. We've got crew plus extras. We got extra people.
Who are the extras?
Here. Yeah, just extra people here happy to help filling in wherever they need help.
Thanks, y'all.
So yeah.
Back there. I can't
awesome.
You can't see anything.
No, you can't.
There.
It's weird. I know. You can only see like silhouettes.
Silhouettes. NCI-95 gambler. Oh, a gambler on the I-95 corridor. Happy Thanksgiving, listening to ANG and beginning to fry the turkey, waiting for football to start LFG.
Use your left hand. That's what I say.
Paul Bovey, never confuse a bull market with brains. Talking about what Crack and I were talking about there earlier. This is, let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, someone talking about a bad beat. Sorry, I can't go back and look at the others. Drew from Boise, Gil and Kelly, thank you for kicking off my Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you two all year, and all you and your guests teach me and make me laugh. It is the ANG and Megapod neighborhood. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Joe Abraham, can you guys explain why some online books won't allow certain teasers? Oh, we talked about that last.
That is a newish thing, though, by the way. Like, so.
Oh, I mean, are you serious?
So ESPN Bet, I know, is one of them. I know there's some of the other books. I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that would know more about this than I am, but it depends. So, like, you'll take a 6-point teaser, right? I've seen someone sent me a video of this. Do like a 6-point teaser, and it depends what numbers you tease through, what price your teaser is going to be.
Oh, dynamic pricing, but I'm just talking about they don't allow it.
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah, I haven't seen
that. That's what Bill was talking about. Buddhist man, I did ask Bill, I was like, can I call you dude? He was like, no. And Kenny G, happy Thanksgiving, Gil, Kelly, and Bill. I've been watching and listening to the show from day one. Thanks for the great information. Great show. There's too many of these to even get to, and I just appreciate each and every one of you. If we didn't get to you on this particular show, I apologize for that, but I will read them all and I will respond to all that I did not get to on the show. So thank you so much. Kelly and I are here just to once again repeat sort of, or just go back into and sort of reiterate what our football stances were on the day. By the way, Dr. Bob, who I gave the whole Dr. Bob Seattle dissertation earlier on the show, he texted and said, hey, this is so Dr. Bob. He goes, hey, don't forget to tell them I'm 35-17 on best if it's not too cringy. It is cringy, Bob, but I went ahead and did it anyway. Let's give him some street cred. It's like, okay, Bob.
Oh, man. I guess quick market update. Down to 8 at DraftKings on the Lions. Mainly 8.5s everywhere else. Our great friends at the South Point, up to 9 on this game.
South Point doing their own thing.
Up to
my
9.
My mishpucha.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
And then we are about painted 40, no, it says 46.5, 47 on the total there. Commanders, Cowboys, 13.5s everywhere. I'm with Bill, though. If I see a 14,
bro,
pop, I'm betting that.
14s are probably going to last for 10 seconds. Yes,
it will be. Yeah, that's the way you got to have your screen in front of you. You see it, run and try to bet it.
So here,
that's all that NBA betting is. LeBron's out, let me run bet it.
You see the Hawks gave up, they scored 140 and gave up 140 for the second straight game?
Yeah, they're special.
That's the first time that's ever happened in the history of the NBA. Yeah. I said the United States for some reason. Where a team has scored and given up 140 plus on consecutive years. And what was with Popovich getting on the mic when Kawhi was getting booed?
It was embarrassing, booed? I thought it was embarrassing. Okay, so
it sounds so it's totally
become
embarrassing.
It's become a thing in San Antonio because, you know, they've had some rough seasons lately, right?
And but Kawhi was awful to them.
Every time Kawhi comes back, they boo him.
Yes, as they should. They're fans.
Like, they're fans. People, fans boo players. This happens. And I don't know. Apparently, Popovich has had enough of it, that he went and grabbed the PA mic, the inner arena mic, while Kawhi was at the line to tell the crowd to stop booing because we're more classy than this.
No, we're not.
Like, no, fans are not. You might be Pop and your organization might be. Yeah. Like, I have all the respect in the world for the Spurs front office and what they've done over the years, but you're talking to fans. I don't care who you're talking to. We joke all the time. Like, we're like 14-year-old boys doing this show all the time. If I was sitting in those stands last night and Popovich told me to stop booing,
yes,
I was probably not booing before. I'm booing now. That's now right. I'm booing.
Listen to this week's Megapod. You think we're 14? We're 12. Seriously. Here are the five bets that I ended up with in pocket. These are also my five Circa Millions plays. And again, I'll say it for the 15th time this week, Kelly and I will be back tomorrow live, but from the D. They're kicking us back to the D tomorrow?
Yes, we'll be back to the D. So anybody we need to tell?
Yeah, me. Yeah, I was going to say, please let me know if I need to tell anybody. I just hate the Sunday slate. The only thing I like on Sunday is that the Eagles game went down to 3. So I grabbed the Eagles -3 hosting the Buffalo Bills. I know there's a lot of Buffalo Bills love. People think this is a bad spot for Philly. I don't see how Buffalo stops Philly on offense. I just don't with all their injuries on defense. So the Eagles is literally the only play I have Sunday during the day, I should say. I do have the Vikings at night as a 3-point favorite hosting the Chicago Bears. Is that Sunday or Monday night? The Vikings-Bears game.
Now it's slipping my mind. That is Monday.
That's night. Monday, right. So the Eagles is the only one I have on Sunday.
Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night is the Vikings. Pardon me. The other three are today. I got the Lions. I this is not a contest. The contest, it was 7.5. But in my betting accounts, I bought it down to the 7. So I got the Lions -7 today against the Packers. Packers injury report, as we talked about earlier, is just all banged up everywhere. Aaron Jones, among others, out today. I did take the Commodores. This is the one where just for 3 hours, I'm just going to have to grin and bear it on this because it's like 13 points was too many for me to ignore. It wasn't 13 during guessing lines on Monday. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Right. So like it got here during the week. I can't imagine that it did. But as Kelly said, it might even be 14 in some spots before you can knock it down back to 13.5. So I do have the Commanders. I just think it's too many points. And I ended up with the 49ers. I am opposite. I know I gave that whole Dr. Bob dissertation earlier on why the Seahawks are his play. But I'm on the Niners -7. That's a little of the three today. That's dicey. Yeah. I also avoided yesterday's Jets-Dolphins game, even though I think the value is on the Jets. I just couldn't bring my tomorrow. What did I say?
Yesterday.
Tomorrow.
I'll run it together.
I think I need some sleep. Tomorrow. I couldn't bring myself to back Tim Boyle plus the points.
Me either. I didn't even really consider that one. Yeah, just real quick, going back to that Commanders Cowboys line. So that look ahead last week was 9.5, reopened at like 10.5. We're all the way up to 13.5. It's a lot of movement on that Commanders side. So yeah, I see a 14. I will be in on that. Otherwise, that is the one I'm not involved in today. Laid 7 with the Lions on the opening line. So I got that at -115. Lions in 2 teasers for me with the Niners later and then also with the Texans.
I do have that teaser as well. Lions, Niners as
that's
well.
Right. Yeah, yep. You have that one. Yep. And then I have, let's see, Sunday bets real quick. Jags, Texans over 46. And then I play the Giants +3.5.
Wow.
And Browns, Broncos under 37.
There you go.
Way more bets for me than the past couple.
And that thing with the Commanders and the Cowboys also is like we talk about all the time. There is no new information. It's just like people just decided later in the week, oh, I should probably play this.
It's Thanksgiving betting, right? People are running to bed and they're going to often bet the favorites.
You like how I blamed you for the whole sushi thing earlier?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Really, be safe out there if you're traveling. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll be right back.